Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE. It is time for our weekly visit to the Encouragement Lab, and that is where Communications Professor Dr. Mike Hadabaugh is standing by this morning. And through the miracle of Skype, we should be able to see Dr. Hadabaugh this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How are you doing?
We are well, Dr. Hadabaugh. Thank you for joining us, and our viewers on Facebook and YouTube can see you in the lab. And it looks like things are happening. You got your lab coat on, and you're a busy, busy guy.
Yeah, I had the goggles on for the, you know, yeah, the real heavy stuff. So yeah, excited about today, and been concocting a little thing about friendship.
Interesting. So today's topic is about friendship, as you mentioned, right? And specifically, remind me again, because you just told me a second ago,
it's already gone. It's called Make a Friend Day.
That's
what I'm calling it.
Okay.
So,
all right.
I don't know if you've been on social media or watched the news this week, but everybody's yelling at everybody.
Anyone who knows me knows I'm hardly ever on social media, which is a very, just kidding. But
yeah.
Go ahead. So, yeah,
everybody's yelling at everybody.
Yeah.
And I talked to my dad the other day, and there was a story. My dad lives in Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay.
Or as they say, Charleston, South Carolina.
Right.
And he was telling me about this article in their paper about a lady that lived in New England, and she moved to Arkansas. And this whole article was about how she had all these preconceived notions in her head about what people in Arkansas were like. And she said, I got there, and guess what? I was wrong. I had all these beliefs about these people that believed everything differently than me. And I got there and found out they were a lot like me in a lot of ways. We just disagreed on how we did some things. Anyway, I thought it was fascinating. And I just thought to myself, you know what? We spend so much time on social media making enemies, you know. They're doing this and they're doing that and they're not doing this right. What if you spend as much time making friends with people that you don't understand? That's making a friend. And we used to be that way. And I've had three conversations this week with people that are like, so one of them was a 20-something-year-old that started dating another 20-something-year-old. And it's like their second date, and they found out that politically they're a little different. And he was like, maybe I should call this off.
Right, right.
Wow, are we there now where we're gonna make politics at a root level the cause for, you know, who we're friends with? And that scares me. It scares me a lot. So hey, go out and make a friend with somebody instead of just saying those people are wrong. I see a lot of really smart people that condemn a lot of people that they don't know. And I see it on both sides of the aisle. So my thing is, go make a friend. Sorry.
Okay.
The equipment here. go make a friend that you don't understand and say, you know what? Instead of me just criticizing what I don't know about you, tell me why you believe this way. And help me understand where you're coming from. And all of a sudden you'll go, oh, maybe I get that. I learned this from a guy the other day. I had coffee with a guy that's a really good public speaker. And he was showing me this. You ever taken your finger and gone in a circle like this?
Right. Okay.
If you do it up like this, you look at it. I'm going, let me see it there. I'm going clockwise. So as I look up at my finger, I'm going clockwise.
Right.
If I keep going clockwise and I move my finger down here to below my eye level, guess what now my finger's doing?
Oh.
My perception is now that it's counterclockwise.
That's
so do that
weird.
At home.
Well, that'll confuse all of us.
Yeah, those of you on radio can't see that. Just take your finger, make one circle, and move it below your eyes.
Put it over your head and then lower it. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Very.
And guess what? That's perception.
That is perception.
And some people see the world clockwise and some people see the world counterclockwise. And instead of yelling at them, why do you see it wrong? Go, maybe I need to change my perspective and see it a new direction. So that's called making a friend.
That is some great.
Tell me why you see the world spinning the other direction.
That is some great advice, Dr. Hadabaugh. And again, and another part of this is that, you know, you can disagree politically and still be someone's friend.
Exactly.
Right?
So yeah. Why not?
Exactly.
That makes, by the way, then that makes for a lot of fun arguments, you know, but you got to keep it in perspective.
That's true. Very true. Yeah. Dr. Hadabaugh, as always, thank you so much. Great advice again.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. That's Dr. Mike Hadabaugh. He joins us every Wednesday from, as you can see, the Encouragement Lab right here on KSJE Farmington. I'm Scott Micklin, everyone. Thanks for watching. Back with you again from our visual radio studio tomorrow, beginning at 8 a.m. on KSJE Farmington, New Mexico. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.